Linda Davis lost her class ring while jogging over a year ago. After looking for it a few times, she gave up. Then, last week, she came home from the supermarket to see the ring on the floor of her living room. This was both a delightful surprise and kind of a freak out, because how? Security cams revealed the answer. The ring was brought into the house by her cat, Putty. Putty's an indoor-outdoor cat. He must have found it and brought it home to show off. There is no evidence to support the rumor that before he brought the ring back, Putty tried to paw it. Sorry. I'm Wayne Resnick from the KFI Not Everything Sucks Desk. Gloria Scott, like many elderly folks, lives on a fixed income, so sometimes household maintenance just has to wait. But when her overhead light fixture went on the fritz, she called an electrician to fix it. That guy, John Kinney, saw a lot of things in the house that needed fixing, so he started fixing them for free. Then he put up a Facebook page to get other local tradespeople to help too. Now, Ms. Scott has new electrical, new plumbing, new windows, and repaired walls, ceilings, front steps, even the front porch. Meanwhile, neighbors came over to do landscape cleanup and planting, and local restaurants donated food to feed all those volunteers. Now Kinney has started Gloria's Gladiators, a group dedicated to do the same thing for other needy households. I'm Wayne Resnick from the KFI Not Everything Sucks Desk. Well, Bill is known as Wolfie to some of his friends, and so is this three-year-old kid. His name is Wolfgang Reeder, and he's obsessed with garbage trucks. He's got his own fleet of toy garbage trucks to play with. Every Friday, he waits for the real garbage truck to pull up, and the guys on the truck, to him, they're superheroes. So it was his birthday the other day, and because of the pandemic, his parents knew they couldn't give him a big party. They said, you can invite a couple of friends over for cake. Who did he want to invite? Drew and DJ, the garbage men. A letter to the city sent by his grandmother worked. On the special day, four garbage trucks rolled their way up the street in a procession, honking their horns. They let little Wolfie honk the horns. He met new garbage man friends, and he got some presents, more toy garbage trucks to add to his collection. I'm Wayne Resnick from the KFI Not Everything Sucks Desk. Chuck Feeney made a fortune as the co-founder of the Duty Free Shoppers Group, an $8 billion fortune to be precise. Feeney is known for being very humble and very frugal. He doesn't own a car. He lives in a small rented apartment. He flies economy class. He only owns one pair of shoes. And all these years, he has been secretly giving away his money through a foundation called the Atlantic Philanthropies. He was able to do this with no publicity for 15 years. Then his identity was revealed after he sold some of his company's shares. He still kept a low profile. Ultimately, he did decide to cooperate in writing a biography to promote giving while living to other rich people. Well, this week, he accomplished his goal. The Atlantic Philanthropies has run out of money. He gave it all away. He said he was thrilled to be able to do this while he was still alive, and he urged other super rich people not to wait until they're dead to experience the joy of giving away their fortunes. I'm Wayne Resnick from the KFI Not Everything Sucks Desk. Well, some extreme sportsmanship was on display at the 2020 triathlon in Spain. James Teagle, a competitor from England, got confused by the signs at the last corner of the race, and he ran into a metal barrier. Ouch. Right behind him was Spain's Diego Mentrida. Instead of taking advantage of the situation, Mentrida hung back and let Teagle get across the finish line first. When asked why he did it, he said, well, seeing him make the mistake, I unconsciously stopped myself. He deserved it. I'm Wayne Resnick from the KFI Not Everything Sucks Desk.